I know it was a long time ago, but when I was in the ninth grade, my ninth grade English teacher was a woman named Mrs. Willoughby. And one day she gave us a lesson about the word order in sentences and how important word order could be. She wrote on the blackboard the sentence, "She kissed the man she loved." And then she told us to take the word "only" and put it in different places in the sentence. Only she kissed the man she loved. She only kissed the man she loved. She kissed the only man she loved. You move the word around just a little bit and it changes entirely the meaning of the sentence. The placement of one word can make a difference, can make a significant change in what we are saying. The gospel tonight speaks about a word, an important word, the word of God. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. What does John's gospel mean when it speaks of the word of God? In Greek, the logos. John speaks of Jesus, the incarnate word of God. In Hebrews, Jesus is described as the exact imprint of God's being. That is what we celebrate the beginning of tonight. This life that is a human life, but is the exact imprint of God's being. When we speak of the Word of God in this sense, we are not talking about Scripture. We're not talking about ink on a page. We're talking about the Word of God incarnate in Jesus, the Logos. John's Logos speaks of the pre-existent power of God. This is the power that created the universe. The main difference between this word and a word of human language is that this word can be placed anywhere, and the meaning never changes. This word, the word of God, means that God created us because God loves us, and it means that we are called in turn to love other human beings. The word of God incarnate in human flesh is Jesus, the Logos. The Logos was here in the beginning of creation. It is here now with and within us, and it will be here in eternity. We need not worry about word order. The Word of God has always been and will always be. This word placed anywhere in a sentence or anywhere in the world is the only thing that endures. It was here before us, is here with us, and it remains in eternity. Now, when we speak of the Logos, the Word of God, as in this passage, we're not speaking of a philosophical challenge, but a practical, everyday one. We are speaking of how we are created by the power of a loving God, and that we are to try to live in imitation of the Word incarnate, Jesus. That means we touch the untouchable. We forgive the unforgivable. We love the unlovable as Jesus did, as Jesus does, and as Jesus always will do. When we imitate Jesus, the exact imprint of God's being, what does that look like in human life? It doesn't mean that we spout judgment. It doesn't even mean that we spout Scripture. Instead of reading and memorizing the Word of God printed on a page, we manifest the Word of God. We love one another as God loves us. Honoring the Word of God in this context isn't about Bible knowledge, it is about our willingness to love one another as our loving God has created us to do. I've been thinking this week, what is the best present you can get at Christmas? It's not something material. Although if you've already gotten something, don't feel like you have to take it back. But the best present is showing others your love and the love of God by being with them, acting as Jesus did, because love and presence incarnate in the Logos goes on in eternity, and it's the only thing that does. Living in God's image and loving, even when human nature calls for anger or resentment, lifts us above the angry and resentful world. We all have our moments in which we're so scared or so angry or feel so defeated that we can scarcely breathe. In those moments, ink and paper cannot save us. But the Logos, the power of God, the Word incarnate, can. We have that power available to us. It is the Logos, the Word of God incarnate. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Unlike words of human language, this word can be placed anywhere, and the meaning never changes. God created us. God loves us. God is love, and God will never change or disappear. In English, we have to choose very carefully where and how we speak a word. But the Word of God, God incarnate, the Logos, is always before me, always within me, and thanks to God incarnate, Jesus, always with me. My apologies to Mrs. Willoughby. But it doesn't matter one bit where we put this particular word. Amen.